This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, good day again, everybody. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday night, we had a packed house at the Modbury West Community Hall when Paul, VK5SL, gave us a very informative lecture on his experiences with antenna design and how to use the NEC system for designing and measuring how antennas correctly operate. And it was very well illustrated, and Paul's had a very marvellous career doing these sorts of things. And we thank you very much, Paul, for that marvellous lecture. And, of course, he did say that you can download a free version of the NEC and you can play with antenna designs yourself. Now, on Sunday, the 22nd of February, it will be the next lecture in the Amateur Technical Segment series. And it will be, this time, about submarines, which will be very topical because Australia's looking at buying some new submarines. So tune in to the Houghton Repeater on 146.850 megahertz and with a access tone of 91.5 hertz. And that will be at 3:30 p.m. And listen to this lecture on submarines. And don't forget to come up at the end of the broadcast on the callback and give us your reactions to the information. And on the last Saturday of the month, Saturday the 28th of February, it will be the Saturday afternoon meeting of the Northeast Radio Club at the Modbury West Community Hall. So get there at 2:30 p.m. and we're going to have another attempt at having the digital television broadcast event. We tried that once before and it got washed out, unfortunately. But once again, Steve, VK5SFA, we'll be demonstrating a digital amateur television, so get along to the hall for that exciting event. It should be very good. Well, that's all for this time. Don't forget to keep staying negative, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday week, we held our February activity night. The primary presenter was Norbert, VK5MQ. Norbert gave us a very entertaining insight into the trials and tribulations of maintaining an 8VHF repeater system on Macquarie Island over a 12-month deployment. As always, Norbert, who used the amateur call sign VK0 Alpha India during his numerous adventures in various places in the Australian Antarctic, punctuated his presentation with many slides and videos. He described having to climb the 300 metres up to a walking trail along the 35-kilometre ridge that runs along the length of the island in order to access any of the repeater sites to carry out maintenance works on the antenna and or repeater themselves, sometimes in quite dangerous conditions. To access the furthest repeater involved a three-day 35-kilometre walk with overnight stops in shelters on the coast, which of course meant a 300-metre hike down the steep slope with another 300-metre climb back up to the walking track the next morning. Our club meeting room was packed, which was always the case when Norwood is delivering one of his excellent insights into life on the frozen continent. Over a number of years, Norbert has had the privilege of working on a number of other Australian Antarctic stations, as well as Macquarie, and his talks on these adventures have also been most interesting and informative. One of the major achievements on Macquarie has been the removal of all of the invasive and very damaging species imported by the whalers who first inhabited the island. Rats, mice, cats and other imported animals have finally been eradicated after a huge exercise over a number of years, and the island flora and fauna have shown a remarkable recovery since. It is now pretty much back to what it was before humans landed there, and that is now strictly and fiercely protected. Unfortunately, Norbert's time as an Antarctic expeditioner has now come to an end, but I have no doubt that the memories will remain with him for a lifetime. We thank Norbert for sharing his adventures with us over a number of years. The evening was rounded out by a short talk from Maxwell VK5 Alpha Charlie, who gave us an insight into the perils of buying components from overseas. There are many electronic components available on the internet that are knockoffs of genuine parts, but they do not quite match up with the same performance as the genuine ones. Caveat emptor, and thank you, Maxwell. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's Amateur Radio Experimenter Group's news. First up, some news on the Adelaide D-Star repeater, VK5RWN. Work continues on resolving some minor issues with the D-Star repeater. The base services are all working properly, but we haven't finished adding some of the additional features that were on the old system. The main issues some users may notice is that the last heard and find you functions may not be fully populating on the D-Star dashboards. The team continues to make good progress identifying and resolving the issues, and is learning all the time how this system goes together. Hopefully, we'll have all of the above issues resolved in the coming couple of weeks. Next, we have the AREG General Meeting coming up for February. This month, we have David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, coming to show us their 241 GHz microwave gear, and talk about how they went about setting the new Australian distance record on this band. 241 GHz is the final frontier for microwave amateur radio, and it's fantastic to see people experimenting on this band here in Adelaide. The meeting will be held at our meeting rooms at the Fulham Community Centre of Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m, with the presentation starting at 7:30 p.m. Next, we have some fox hunting news. After the success of the last Saturday afternoon fox hunt, AREG has decided to move the monthly fox hunts always to the first Saturday of the month. This means the next hunt will run on the 7th of March. We will again start at 2 p.m. at the Victoria Park Wetlands in the southeast corner of the city. You will find everyone gathering on Beaumont Road off of South Terrace for the initial foot-based fox hunt. This will be followed by a road hunt across the metropolitan area. The foot hunt is an excellent opportunity to come and try fox hunting for the first time if you've never done so before. AREG has loan equipment available and then will help you get started on your fox hunting journey if you come and take a look. We hope to see you there. Now for something special. AREG has arranged an international presenter for our March meeting. This will be an online-only Zoom meeting, which will be held on Saturday the 7th of March, starting at 10 a.m. Australian Central Summer Time. Robinet AI6VN, live from San Francisco, will give us a presentation on the Weak Signal Propagation Reporter Whisper Demon Project, which is using wideband software-defined radios to undertake scientific studies of the ionosphere. This presentation will be in lieu of our regular March meeting, as the state election has made our meeting rooms unavailable in March. Finally, a reminder once more that the John Moyle Field Day contest is a little over a month away. going to be held on March the 21st and 22nd. So how are you going with your contest preparations? Here at AREG, we have a large group of members interested in participating. So we're looking forward to Victor London 5 X-Ray hitting the airwaves once more, this time from Hindmarsh Island. We hope to see you on the air too. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. This has been Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.